everybody, it's Hal. Welcome to our next adventure in Hal's Donut House. I have an incredible honor today, sitting with one of the most amazing women I've ever met. Her name is Jerry Hart. She is the owner of Jerry Hart Guitar Straps for us regular people and the rich and famous alike. Hello, Jerry. How are you?
I am great, Hal. How are you doing?
Doing good with all the technology stuff that we've been playing with today. I got a major headache, but actually I'm just joking. Not really.
I completely understand.
Okay, so I've been wanting to let your fans and followers know a little bit more about you. So I just put together some general questions about what I thought a follower or a fan would like to know about you or about the business and those kind of things. So we're just going to have a little conversation back and forth. This is going to be recorded and we're going to send it out over Jerry's page and we'll put it out on my podcast channel. Okay, first off, let's get to the basics. Where in the world are you located?
I am in St. Louis, Missouri.
Very, very cool. And that's in the central part of the country. What's the weather like there? Is it wintertime, summertime?
You never know. It was 80 degrees on Monday and I think 32 on Tuesday. So
sounds like Atlanta. Yep. Freezing in the morning and sweating in the afternoon.
Yeah, and they say, you know what, if you don't like the weather here, just stick around for a while. It'll change. So
okay. So the important question, first off, I'm not going to do any name dropping because anybody that follows you or is a fan of yours know that you have rubbed elbows with a whole boatload of really cool people, me being one of them. No, that's a joke.
Exactly.
You know, I'm not going to drop any names. If you feel like you want to do so, feel free to do it at any time. Like Shelly. We love Shelly. Hi, Shelly. I'm sure you're going to be listening to this. But anyway. Shelly is our superstar. She really is the best. Okay, so what's the deal with guitar straps? Why guitar straps? Were you born, somebody said you're going to be the guitar strap guru to the rich and famous? How'd that happen?
You know what? It was completely by coincidence. So I found a belt online that I wanted. It was really expensive. And so I wasn't going to buy it. I thought it was crazy. I went back to buy it and it was sold out. So I thought I would just make it, which made a lot of sense at the time. And then I had friends that were musicians. They were like, oh, hey, that's pretty cool. How about if you make me a guitar strap? So I did. And as soon as I made a guitar strap, I was like, oh, this is it. This is what I want to do. You know, it was a big canvas. Belts were really kind of hard. How do you break into belts anyway, right? Women's belts. It's like there's so much competition. And I'm like, nobody's making really cool guitar straps that I could find. So once I started doing that, I was just kind of done. I'm like, this is it. This is what I want to do.
So the funny thing about that is okay, before guitar straps, did you have an artistic outlet that is obviously showing itself in the way you design your guitar straps? Or did that just show up when you started doing guitar straps?
Well, what's kind of weird about that is that my mother is an artist. She's a really good artist. And my older brother is a great artist. So I never considered myself an artist at all. And actually in high school, my high school art teacher was so disappointed in me because I wasn't my brother. Right? she let me know all the time that she was really disappointed in me because I have never had his ability to draw or create things to look like what it's supposed to look like. I always did weird things, right? So like when we were supposed to do a sculpt of our face, he did a beautiful sculpture of his face. And I made a big vase with my nose on it, and my ears on it. So I was not the artist in the family. I was just kind of the nut. So when I started making guitar strips, I didn't even consider it art until I started really making some kind of crazy stuff that I was really able to make designs and put things together that looked like what they were supposed to look like out of leather.
When I look at some of your designs, especially some of them are just like, they're like a multi, I'm not a leather guy, I'm not a guitar strap expert, so excuse me if I don't use the right terminology, but a lot of the straps that you design are like multiple layers of different colors and types of leather. That is not something that I think you can learn out of a book. I think you could try to get that concept, but the way you put the straps together, where there are multiple layers, and when you're done, it's like the strap is telling a story. It's not just a piece of leather that's holding a guitar on your shoulder. It's like a story behind it. Do you, if you're going to produce one for an artist, specific artist, do you do the research of what their brand looks like and then imagine what that brand would look like on a strap and then do it? How does that art, that design process happen in your head?
That's actually a really tough question. First, I'll look at photos of what they wear. Honestly, that's the biggest thing to me is what do they wear? Because what they like to wear is what they're going to wear in a guitar strap. And then I just sort of start having a feeling for them. And I just start creating something, and then there it is. And I know when I have it. You know what I mean? Like, I know when I don't have it. And I'll just torture myself and try different things and lay it out and lay it out and lay it out. And then I know when I hit it. When I hit it, I just go, that's it right there. And then every time when that happens, the artist is like, yeah, how did you know that? That's exactly it. So there's just some sort of thing that just comes together. And I think part of it is just when I work with leather, it's like I'm in a meditative state. It's not what, like hours can go by and I'm thinking it's 10 minutes. My husband loves that. But it just kind of just happens.
It's funny. The first thing I thought about as you were explaining how you get to the point from an idea of what a strap should look like to the point where it's actually there in front of you and completed, that's almost like what a musician does with a song.
Yeah, and I
They,
have
you know,
seen
they emotionally build it in their head first.
right.
So that's true art right there. That's something you can't learn out of a book. I don't care what anybody tells you. You might be able to fake it, but the way you put that stuff together, it's just, you can tell that it's the art part of it that you get the joy out of, which is really, really fun to see. So how does it feel when you create something like that, Jerry? I mean, you have X artist and all of a sudden, him, he or she would say, listen, my brand, what I love, go make me something. What's it feel like? Is it scary to hand it to them at first and say, here's what I've made for you? Is there a rejection, fear of failure there, or you just know that you know?
I just know that I know. I've never been afraid to him. I always know that it's the right thing. It's done. It's gonna work. They're gonna love it. So it always has. So I guess I'm lucky that way.
How do you come up with the you do the one of a kind? I think you do them weekly, if I'm not mistaken. How do you come up with the one of a kind guitar straps that you only do one or maybe two of? Is
Well,
it just,
oddly
is that an
enough,
idea that's floating in your head and you want to actually put it in leather?
most of the time I'm just a hoarder. And so I've got boxes in tool sheds full of hardware and leather. And so I'll just be inspired by a piece of leather or by some hardware that I've got tucked away somewhere. And it's just a matter of like it's playing. It's like being in art class all day long, right? You just get to play. You get to dig through stuff and put things together. And Brooke and I had a great day on Wednesday and put something new together. And it's just fun. We're digging through the drawers and pulling stuff out and throwing it on the table and going, what if we do this? What if we do that? So mostly it's just being inspired by the products that are here.
I had a brief moment of identification with that because I like working in wood. I'm not like this expert or anything. I have a wood shop down in the garage and I like building things. I have built little things for decades, little simple, whatever. And I'll go down into my shop just because I need to get away from it all.
Yeah.
And I go down into the garage and I put some music on and I look at the wood I have.
Yeah.
And a piece of wood, well, don't take this literally, don't do like a wellness check or anything, but that piece of wood will talk to me and will
Right.
tell me what it wants to be.
Oh,
And
yeah.
I sit there and I design it and I make it.
That's exactly it, Hal. You get it. It's like you look at it and you go, I know this needs to be done this way. So yeah, you totally get that.
That is really cool. Okay, so just guess, how many guitar straps have you made in your lifetime?
Oh, how there's I can't. You can't even I guess I
Hun
should know the answer.
hundreds?
How many? What was your guess?
Hundreds?
Oh, thousands. I've been doing this for 8
Wow.
years. So yeah, no, there's a lot of them out there.
And how do you now you had there was something that I've and you've mentioned it to me before when you and I and Shelley talk. And that is that once in a while you'll come across, I don't know how to put it, a unique or rare or special piece of leather that has like it's like unique. It's a different grain or a different color or a different texture. It's like it's not standard, you know, Walmart leather. It's something that's really special.
We don't
Do
really.
you save that? Do you save that, or is it already talking to you about what it wants to be?
Oh no, I don't save it. I don't. If I come across a piece of leather that's fabulous, I'm on it. Like I can't wait. You know, I'm running back to the studio with it and going, all right, cut this. Let's get going with this. No, it's just like with your wood, the
Yeah.
leather can be very inspiring. And you know whether it needs to be a thin strap or a thick strap, or you know what I mean? Like you need a wide strap out of like really big, thick, heavy pebble grain leather. And you know, your thin straps, you want to do something that's much finer. So the leather does talk to me about what it wants to be.
Some very famous people have asked you to make them their guitar strap.
Yep.
Some very famous people.
Which is good.
How'd they find you?
Online, I guess. And you know people. So, you know, you work for one big star and then you end up with others going, hey, I want one of those. So it's a good thing.
Some of the stars that we've interacted with have said some really interesting, made some very interesting comments, very impressive comments. For example, I have dozens of Jerry straps. Dozens.
Yeah. Well,
Dozens.
we wouldn't have made it 20 years if we didn't have so much repeat business. We have so many clients that have been with us for so long and they want a new strap for every guitar they get. So that's really how we've made it this long because it's been some, you know, tough times. How many guitar straps can people buy? But people love our straps and they're so comfortable. That's really kind of a big thing is the comfort level, the way we make our straps, our adjustment system. Makes it so, you know, if you've got a heavy guitar, you play Les Paul, it's going to be the most comfortable strap you've ever worn.
Have you ever I know the answer to this already, but I think it's important that people also understand that the passion that you have for doing guitar straps goes beyond making an extra dollar. Have you given away straps before?
Oh, sure. Sure. We've given away straps. We've done a lot of charity work. So we give away straps for that. There's a charity work with for a while that helps kids get musical instruments. We work with them for a while. So yeah, we do give away straps sometimes for sure.
That's like a win-win-win, you know. You get to play with your art, you get to fulfill your dream of designing stuff. You're helping a new person or a child. You can't beat that. You just can't beat that.
No, you really can't. So we're happy to do that.
How long have you been doing straps for, Jerry?
20 years.
How long?
20 years.
20 years. When are you going to make your last one?
I suppose hopefully the day I die. So I don't ever, I can't even imagine retiring. It's not, I mean, what would I do with myself? So I'm lucky. I play for a living. I really do. And it doesn't mean there's not deadlines. There's deadlines or stress. There's, you know, I'm running a business, but I really do. Every day I can't wait to get to work. So that's good.
I have the same feeling with what I do. I came out of retirement to get involved with social media, and with a pretty giant company, and yeah, it was the money, but really, in the end, after been having done it for a couple of years now, I wake up excited to go to work every day.
Yeah.
And I've had a lot of jobs. I'm not a young kid. I've had a lot of careers, a lot of jobs, and this is the first time. Yeah, when you get a new job, you know, for the first couple of weeks, you're like, good, I get to go do this again. But this is not changing. I still get up every day enjoying what I do. That's a gift you can't put a price on.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I can say, I mean, I can't wait to get to my studio every day. It's what I do. It's what I want to do. So I don't even want to go on vacation most of the
So you have such an incredible following and an incredible list of customers, clients, and friends. Why not expand this into like a big giant factory with like 2,000 employees making millions and millions of dollars? Why wouldn't you do
Because
that?
what happened to my straps is that they would be made cheaply. They wouldn't be the same at all. I like to have my hands in it. So I can't even imagine doing that. I probably should, and then I could retire, but I don't want to retire. And I want my straps made by my staff. And Brooke's been with me for 18 years. I've got several other employees that come in that have been here forever.
Who?
So
What's their first name? Let's call them out. Let them know. They're going to be listening to this.
Hello, Jack Feeney. My son, Nino Warnke, does a great job, but I have to drag him in here by his hair. But he's amazing. He's really great. So those are the ones that have been around the longest. Peeps comes in and helps me out during the holidays. But I'm able, I work with, when people come here to work, it's as much fun for them as it is for me. And the one rule I have for employees is don't come in crabby. If you're crabby, call in crabby.
Yeah.
But we're not crabby here. We have fun. This is a, it's fun, and it's, we're creating. We're creating something. And what I love about my staff too is that if I say, here's a strap, we'll make straps and go, okay, what do we do with it? Let's add something. Let's make, when we do a one of a kinds or whatever, I'll just hand it to them and say, you go, and they go. Oh, and Jenna Hose. Jenna is a genius. Jenna's been with me for years, and she does incredible work. Just about left Jenna out there. Can't leave Jenna out. She's the best.
There's people that you're working with you that are living the same passion and joy that you are. It's not, but what you just said, it's not a job to them. It's a passion also, which is, that's amazing.
Well, and it's fun, Hal.
Yeah.
It's like,
Yeah.
it really, it's a fun thing to do. So everybody has fun here.
Okay, so I guess I wanna wind it down a little bit because I wanna touch on something here that all of us, those of us that live a passion through our business or our job, suffer from, and that is potential burnout and overwork, and it can get to the point. I know with my social media work, there can be times where I'm so passionate about it that I don't want to, for me, I don't want to put the computer down. I don't want to step away from the computer. I drink my morning coffee in front of the computer. I have my breakfast in front of the computer, lunch in front of the computer, dinner in front of the computer. I'm on the computer again, checking my social media channels, when I'm supposed to be getting in the shower and getting into bed to start it all over again the next day. I want to talk for a minute about balance, because balance in what we do from our passion and getting some self-care time is really, really important. And I know one of us, between you, me, and Shelly, are always hounding another one of us, I'll make it anonymous, to take some self-care time, take a break. Without mentioning any names, what are some good ways to take a break but not lose that passion? I mean, don't we need to recharge our batteries every now and again? Well, how do we deal with that and manage something that's so, we're so passionate about?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh man, you are
Burnout.
I almost said you're so full of shit, but I'm not going to curse, so I won't say that. You are
For me,
you burn the candle at both ends 24/7, 365. You live, eat, breathe, and talk guitar scraps. I'm harassing you on a regular basis to take some time for you. And I think on occasion you force yourself to do it.
Well, Hal, here's the thing, Hal. I am an introvert, and I know like most people are like, oh, there's no way you're an introvert because I seem extroverted. I'm friendly, I'm ready to talk to people, and I enjoy people. But for me to get my energy back, I just need time alone. I need to be just by myself. So that's the one thing I do for me. I'm not so big on taking vacations or that kind of thing, but I require time alone to just get myself back. And sometimes that means I'm alone thinking about guitar straps. So
I had to publicly, lovingly harass you about that. I knew I was going to do. I'm going to call her out on her never stopping work thing I keep messing with you about. Okay, so now we're going to get to some really, really, really serious stuff.
Okay.
Okay, and this is not on the list of questions that we're going to talk about,
Yeah.
but I always end most of my podcast and interviews with similar questions. If you could meet any human being on the planet face to face, alive or dead, past or present, who would it be? Anybody on the planet in all of history, alive or dead, who would you like to meet? Could be family, could be a friend, could be a famous person, could be whatever. Who would that be?
Albert Einstein.
What would you ask him?
I would ask him what he knows that he didn't really tell us. I think he knows things that he didn't share.
Yeah.
I
He
think that
couldn't have
would.
emptied his brain. That brain was full of stuff. Yeah.
Right.
I like
He
that.
didn't.
I like that. If you could go back to Jerry, the before Jerry Hart Guitar Straps, younger woman, not that you're old, but younger than you are now, woman, and give yourself one piece of advice, knowing what you know now, what would it be?
Oh, easy, easy. Do what you love to do. Follow your passion. Don't, I actually did love what I did. I spent 10 years working in the weight loss industry. I loved it. I spent 10 years working in radio. I loved it. But each time I knew it was time to do the next thing. So maybe I did what I would tell myself, but it would be, and maybe just don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to do what you want to do.
Okay, you're going to be you're forcing yourself to take the weekend off and not do anything with Jerry Hart Guitar Straps. Make believe you can actually freaking do that. Let's make believe. Do you want to be mowing the lawn, sitting on the porch with a glass of wine? Do you want to be out horseback riding? Do you want to be on the beach somewhere? What would be your, go-to 48-hour adventure that going to get you away from everything?
48 hours, no work. Let's see.
I know I'm hallucinating. I get it, but give it a shot.
I took a weekend off a couple of weekends ago, and I redid all my cabinets in my kitchen, and then I went and saw a band. So that's probably what I would do something around my house. And then I mean, I love live music. I'll go see any band, even if it's not my kind of music. I love it. It's live music.
So if somebody wants to find out about a Jerry Hart guitar strap, short of giving them your address and phone number, how would they get in touch with you?
Well, they can easily email me at info@jerryhartstraps.com. They can check our website, but we do respond to emails. We're actually better with emails than Facebook. So we try to keep up with all of that. But yeah, just shoot us an email and we'll get back to you.
This has been, I love this. Obviously, I'm an introverted extrovert also, by the way.
Oh, good, good. See,
Yeah, that's a term that you and I, we're introverted extroverts or extroverted introverts. I don't know, maybe depending on what day of the week it is. I don't know. But anyway,
it sounds good.
Jerry, any last words for people that are listening to this replay on your social channels? What
Yeah,
do you want
check.
to tell them? You got an opportunity to talk to the world. What are you going to tell
I'm just gonna say, check out our website at jerryhartstraps.com. Take a look. If you don't play guitar, you probably know somebody that does.
I know there's a couple of questions that people ask on a pretty regular basis, and I forgot to throw this in, so I'll throw it in now pretty quickly here. And my question is, do you only do guitar strap? Do you do other things like banjo strap, belts? I don't know. cannon straps. I don't know what else you would put a strap on.
We only do guitar straps. That's it. We don't want to do anything else. We don't like to do anything else. The biggest reason for that is that we have all the product here for guitar straps. Belts are made with different leathers. Purses are made with different leathers. So we get a lot of requests for things. We actually have people that are upset with us sometimes because we don't want to make what they want, but we don't have that product and we buy big sides of leather. So to go and buy, you know, a huge side of leather to make one item for someone, it just doesn't make any sense. And we don't want to.
So if like Bill Clinton said, "Hey Jerry, make me a saxophone strap," you wouldn't do it?
A saxophone strap I could probably do because we have the same leather, but if, you know, if Bill wanted to buy Hillary a handbag, we'd say nah. No,
yeah.
We don't.
Do you live, one last question, I'm gonna push my luck here. Do you live in a city? Do you live in a rural area? Do you live on a farm? What type of, like, where do you live? I don't want your address or anything, obviously, but you know.
My house is in a residential area. My studio is in the weirdest place in the world. It's very urban, but it sits on 13 acres that nobody knows about. And you can't tell from the street. So when people do come here, they're just completely shocked when they pull in the driveway because you drive in and there's a horse barn and a paddock and a pasture, and it's really a crazy magical place. I can't even imagine how I found it, but I found it 18 years ago, and it's perfect.
It sounds really peaceful and enjoyable.
Oh, it's gorgeous. I look out the my patio doors and I see the pasture, I see horses and donkeys out there, and I'm in the city, so it's just it's a really cool place.
Jerry Hart Guitar Straps, it's been an honor and a pleasure to sit with you, talk to you. It's an honor to work with you. It's really fun between you, myself, and Shelly. Shelly puts her artwork in the reels and content like that you see on the Jerry Hart social media. She's an incredible artist at that. I think the two of you are a perfect match together. Oh, and there's one other person that we should really call out and thank here that nobody else will really know about except you, myself, and Shelly, and that's JC, who introduced us in the first place.
Oh, that's right. You did.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So, JC, I'm sure you're going to be listening to this. Thank you very much. We love Jerry. And, Jerry, once again, thank you very much for everything. It's been an honor and a pleasure to talk to you and get to know you as a friend. I'm very, very grateful for our friendship and our relationship. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Helen. It's an honor to work with you and Shelly. You know, I adore Shelly. She's the best.
Yep.
You guys are just great. So, thanks so much, Hal. Great talking to you.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. And check out Jerry Hart Guitar Straps. Send a message. Give a like. Give a follow. And have a good one, everybody. Thanks again.